On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
That's my name, don't wear it out. Now, as you probably know, if you're a frequent listener, on Fridays, I'm joined by humorist Tory Lagarde. It gives me a little breath of fresh air where I don't have to talk so long by myself.
Yeah, I don't like doing that, but that's what I do now.
It's
I don't care for it.
It's what I do.
It's all I do.
It's that or paving driveways.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's about it, man. It's about all there is. Here's Tory.
Hey!
Okay.
Here I be.
Here she be. How are you faring with the fair, with the weather?
You know, this is Hurricane Jose, right?
Hess. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. Oh,
yes, it is. Toddy.
Oh, yes. Ja. mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a hurricane. It's a tropical stormish. It's stormy.
It is stormish.
Yeah.
It's just very windy.
I got a lot of branches to clean up on Friday. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're Friday right now.
And still
I'm telling
at
you,
it.
It's still at
Thursday
it.
Thursday was just wind.
Raining all day today, Friday, and wind. It's crazy.
Since like Tuesday, it's been overcast.
I think it's been crazy. You know, here's what scared me.
You were scared?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Scared by a booger. Boogeyman. What the same thing. I woke up this morning and I said, what day is this? It's Thursday.
Oh, I did that every day. Yeah.
And oh my goodness, it's Tory Day on the show. And this was yesterday that I said this to myself. And
yeah.
That's correct. All right. Actually, this is Tory Day is Friday. And today it says, Tory is doing a show with me today, Friday.
Right.
And I said to myself, wait a minute. Wasn't it just yesterday that I saw Tory and we did a show? These weeks,
it went Tory, by quick.
Oh my God. This isn't oh my God. This is like, wow, this is freaky.
I told myself 5 times last night that this was happening today and I couldn't get it through my head. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't know what day it was. I overslept and I'm just like, I don't even
this
know.
This has been a very fast week and I don't know, for me, and I don't know what happened. I think I missed some days somewhere. I wonder if I passed out.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Well, every night, don't you? When you go to sleep.
Well, yeah, but I'm aware of
that. Even you slept like in a pod?
Something happened. It's like I missed like 3 or 4 days somewhere.
Hmm.
I didn't go away or anything.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's very bad.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's bad.
You get to the end of life quicker, don't you? Now you want to get this over with?
Oh, God. No.
You want to drag out the misery? Oh, that's fine.
Oh,
there's that train of thought also.
Tory, this is a gift. This journey is a gift.
I know. It's
wonderful. My God, I can't convince you of
it's
that.
Wonderful.
Oh my God.
And the weather on top of it.
You need to eat more ice cream and enjoy life, perhaps. Nah. Ice cream is the key.
Our refrigerator was broken. It cost a couple $100 to fix it, so we're not getting ice cream for a while. So, you know,
that's
whatever.
The time to go out and get ice cream. It's only like, it's cheap at the store. It's like, you know, like $2.
Yeah, I guess if I had a car, I could go do that.
Well, you have somebody else with a car go.
Yeah, a friend, which I don't have those either, so... ex-husband takes me around.
You got 55 people living in your house. I'm sure one of them can pick up some ice
Vietnamese
cream
community.
To celebrate the fixing of the refrigerator. Yeah. I decree the fixing of the refrigerator.
See, we got a deal. You know, there's no such thing as a deal. Listen to this. My father got this refrigerator, okay? Mm-hmm. Beautiful silver deal you see in fancy houses, right? Oh, nice. We always have one of these Home Depot specials.
Right.
Except when we were young. But for the last 30 years, it's been these white ones.
Yes.
Got the silver one. Got a deal.
Yeah.
2 guys in a truck.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And they said it was $500.
Uh-huh.
And they said, we'll take $400. And my dad said, no, here's $5.
And they, oh, my God.
My dad
Did you slap him?
No,
Did
he doesn't haggle.
Him?
He always, my mother
oh,
said.
Oh, that's not even haggling. They offered it to him.
Because
for
they knew. See, they knew there was something wrong. Obviously, look how we're trying to fix it and spending this money. And it was leaking all the time. For a year it leaked. This was like 2 years ago he bought this. So it's been going downhill ever since. There's no such thing as a deal.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
These people come by with a new refrigerator.
He met them somewhere. I don't know how he heard about it. I don't remember. Maybe he met them when he was buying one, and they said, hey, we got a nice fridge. It's worth $1,000. We'll give it to you for $500. And then when he got there, they didn't think he'd really have $500, maybe, and he did. And they said, four is good.
That's odd.
And he goes, here, no, here's the five.
I need to talk to him.
Well, my mother said that when they go overseas, when they used to travel, you know, he'd go into the marketplace, and he wouldn't haggle. And they'd get upset with him because that's their life.
Yes.
They want to haggle. Yes. That's their excitement.
Yes.
He'd just give them what they wanted.
Oh, no,
and then they'd
scratch
their heads and not like it.
Yeah, not like it. They'd have more money, but they don't
like
that.
Yeah, they want the exchange.
It's the game.
Yes, and my dad won't play games.
Oh, my God.
What you ask
well,
for.
Well, that's a game I'd play.
Yeah, see, certain guys I've dated never pay full price. They were always like trying to get a deal.
Sure. Well, that's the other extreme. But you don't say, like, I owe you $5. No, you only owe me $4. I'm giving you five because I said it. So
well, that's a nice guy.
No, it's not nice. It's wrong.
Oh,
I need to talk to him.
Well, you can try, but
to talk to him, but he will not respond.
He won't hear you probably. But when people are that old, they're usually set in their ways.
I suppose, man. Oh my goodness. Okay,
I'm already probably set in mine, and I'm half his age. So whatever.
Yeah, well, that's different.
It is. I have to tell you, there's a movie out, and I will never see it.
Good. Good to see you.
I'm actually going to spoil it right now.
Alrighty.
It's called Mother.
I heard about it.
Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear this part of it?
Nope.
Which is the reason I will never see this movie.
What is it?
I read it online because a woman saw it and she revealed it. And she said, spoiler alert, before she did it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to not listen, don't listen. But
what
anybody that does. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence has a baby and it's ripped out of her arms and thrown to a crowd where they eat it.
What?
Yes. I won't watch that.
I won't either.
See? You're welcome, crowd.
Is this listening. Is this a comedy?
Oh, no. It's got Javier Bardem and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Javier was married to what's her name there?
He's still married to Penelope Cruz.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Well, he's done a terrible... You know what? This is a Darren Aronofsky movie. And I like Darren Aronofsky because I love...
his name.
Well, she's dating him, Jennifer Lawrence. So you see...
Oh.
They never last, these things, but well, they date the director.
Does this have anything to do with the plot, perhaps? Or I don't understand what the movie's about.
I don't know, but I saw the trailer a few months ago when I saw the last movie I saw, whatever that was. But
that's
they showed
awful.
The trailer, and it looked a little dreary and weird, but I had no idea there was that happening. But Darren Aronofsky, I was saying, I like Requiem for a Dream. I love that movie, which is also dark, but interesting, and
but
nothing like
baby.
This.
No baby.
No. I mean, I tell you, I've seen beheadings on the internet. I've actually watched these things. So I put myself in that position. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I wouldn't go to a movie and see that. And
no.
I would never look at anything with children being harmed because that would make me crazy.
I
would be
crazy. I feel the same way about dogs being harmed.
Yes.
I can't watch it.
No.
I will leave.
Right.
Because I don't go to a movie theater to be traumatized.
Right.
I can understand a little thrill ride,
sure.
A little bit of a scare.
Yeah.
Traumatized. Why the hell would I do that on purpose and pay money to somebody in order to be traumatized?
And Jennifer Lawrence is not a real mother. If she were, perhaps she would have a whole different view on
maybe
this.
Maybe so.
She's looking at it as like a joke.
Well, she's married to the...
She's not married.
Well,
she's
never
been married.
She's dating
She used to date the guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin.
He was with Gwyneth Paltrow.
They had a conscious uncoupling. Weirdos.
Sounds like a bad train.
Well, she eats kale. She can't help it. Her brain is all screwed up.
She's not a baby.
Yeah, she names her kid Apple, though. So Apple and Moses.
Oh, then she could.
Why do I? I don't know how I know this shit, but I just do.
Because you got an endless bank going on upstairs.
Well, yeah, I retain stuff that I don't want to, but some
now,
I do.
There's no reason to keep that information.
Yeah, it's taking up real estate.
It really is.
There must be
other stuff that's saying, I can't get in because it's full of this stuff.
It's full of apples and Moses.
Right. Unless you have an unlimited data
apparently
plan or something.
I do.
Right?
I have like a terabyte of something inside.
You're getting...
I only needed 500 gigs. Bye. What do you get, though?
It's working well for you.
It is.
All right. Did you hear that perhaps Massachusetts... is considering in legislation to switch to what they call the Atlantic time zone. They're going to try to start a new time zone.
Who is?
Massachusetts. It's a state.
Just our state?
It's a state.
Yeah, but I mean...
There might be other states involved.
I mean, we're surrounded, so we're just going to be like New Mexico and not like Martin Luther King.
I think Arizona actually bucks the time system right now. I don't think they change.
Maybe Arizona's the one I'm thinking of. They don't like Martin Luther King. They don't like anything
Correct.
Over there.
Yeah, that would be Arizona.
I've been there. Yeah. But to live there, it's very hot.
That's where you retire your brain as well, apparently.
Yeah, there's no ocean there. I need ocean.
But it's a dry heat.
That's what they say. Because moist heat is humidity, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Dry heat.
So like if it's 150 degrees, nah, it's okay.
I don't want it.
Yeah. You can cook meat on the sidewalk, but it's a dry meat.
Yeah, and you fry an egg. I think I've seen those videos.
Yeah, you actually can do that. Well, the pavement gets hotter than usually the land, but that's besides the point. Anyway, so Atlantic time zone would be the equivalent of Eastern Daylight Savings Time all the time.
Well, doesn't Nova Scotia already have that, Atlantic time?
I do not know, Tori, because I have a limited knowledge of most things,
well,
so I don't know.
The time zones go across. Of course, Greenwich Mean Time is England. Yeah. We're 5 hours.
I know.
So as you go across the ocean, there's nobody there.
Right.
Until you get to Canada, Nova Scotia, then they're an hour ahead of us.
Right. A couple of people there.
So, a couple of people.
I don't know. Yeah.
So maybe that's the same one we're going to scoot over to?
No. It would be the same time zone, but we call it. It would be New England. It would be daylight savings time all year.
Oh.
So and in order to not call it daylight savings time all year, they're going to call it something new, which would be Atlantic time.
No, I don't like it. Is that because of global warming?
No. It's because they feel that you save power when it's lighter outside. People coming home from work, there's still some light involved. It's healthier for a person to have a little bit more time at the end of the day.
If you're Amish.
Lagish.
I'm trying to keep my eyes going here.
The only downside to this would be the kids would be going to school in the dark. So they're thinking now of turning off my cell phone is what they're thinking of.
Yeah, you're such a noob, Ron. It's every time you do this, it's like it's your first time.
That's the same with sex with me.
Oh, God.
All right. That wasn't necessary, probably.
But, you said that's how they feel. Well, too bad for their feelings. Stick with the program, man. Don't be all, you know.
What are we talking about?
You said that it's how they feel. The people that want to change the time zone, they feel
way. What they would is they would start school later. So kids would go to school like from 8:30 to or 8 o'clock to whatever.
To 4:30.
To whatever.
Well, it sounds silly.
Which kind of doesn't give them any more time.
The world's going to end. Why to do this now at the end of the world? We've already been having it this way. What's wrong with it? North Korea is a mess. Donald Trump's going to blow him off the planet.
No, he's not. He can't.
I know. He's a big talker, huh?
What he does is, this is what I don't like about the stupid man. I mean, what he says isn't really wrong in this particular instance of this stuff. Because the other stuff didn't work. But he doesn't understand that you can't play schoolyard bully with a schoolyard bully. You're each going to outbully yourself to the point where someone's going to do something stupid someday. The idea would be for Trump to really shut up and just do what he's going to do.
But he can't.
I know. It's impossible.
Like an old dog, new tricks. You can't. He's already got that habit of being the way he is.
Analysts are saying the reason that he's doing this, and he's certainly not this smart, but the reason that he's doing this is to make China and Russia feel like, okay, no more fooling around. We've got to stop the North Korea thing. These guys are crazy.
These guys are crazy. When push comes to shove.
It's not the North Koreans. It's crazy. These Americans, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're apparently, So I think everything's going to be fine.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I do.
Fine?
I really do. Yes.
And dandy?
Yeah.
Well.
No, I really do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. And I think he's absolutely right what he said at the UN, although the words that he used, the word annihilate.
I didn't even watch that speech. Should I waste my time?
No, don't. Because it's annoying because of one sentence he said. And what he said was, if we have to, if you provoke us, then to North Korea, we will annihilate you.
Okay.
You don't say that
he's
to a country.
He's in a Schwarzenegger movie, huh?
Yeah.
A walking.
Right. So that language is just not called for.
He's not called for.
Well, you're absolutely right. He's the lowest common denominator of everything. You cannot divide him by two. It's a prime number.
Someone should divide him.
Yeah. Well, he will be divided once he's indicted, which I thought was going to happen by October, but apparently we're going to have to wait now till the spring.
Oh, for goodness' sake.
But he shall be indicted. He shall be removed. That will happen.
Like a wart.
Oh, that will happen. That shall happen as soon as they find the money laundering and what he did with Moscow and all this Putin. And then he made love and he peed on Putin's sister and stuff. It's just really incredible stuff that happened.
Did you talk about the Emmys at all that happened last weekend?
A little bit.
Okay, because Stephen Colbert, you know, hosted.
Yes.
But you know, he only like half hosted. They had this other guy that was DJing through the other half.
I don't understand that guy.
Yeah, we didn't need him. I want more Stephen Colbert.
I think they're trying to young it down.
Yeah, they were.
But it's
make it more hip.
Yeah, but that ain't hip. That was. I thought I was going to a prom at a point. It's just really bad.
I didn't watch it when it happens, but you can always watch these things
always.
Later.
That's the only way you should watch it. They just show you on YouTube the important parts.
Oh, no. I watched the whole thing, but it's cut out all the commercials.
Oh, why'd you watch the whole thing? That's stupid.
Because, well, I wasn't going to, but it was 2 hours and 12 minutes, and I thought, well, I'm already this far in. But the thing, I love the Sean Spicer part. That was great, because that's almost like a slap in the face of Donald Trump. Look, we got your guy here, and we know it was all
that
fake
was
now,
a
big crowd.
Yeah.
But I mean, Melissa McCarthy cut to her. But I watch Veep, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Everything else, Game of Thrones wasn't even nominated. Yeah. Yeah. So what am I? Handmaid's Tale. Now I gotta really do. I really have to watch this Margaret Atwood thing because it's got all these awards and it looks dystopian future.
Sure.
I might like it.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
That's how you learn, Tori, by watching award shows.
I don't want to watch TV anymore. I mean, download and watch shows. I'm up to here with shows. I got Walking Dead coming in October.
Could you binge watch when you find something that you haven't been watching? You get into a 6 month deal where every day you're watching another episode of the same.
Yeah,
thing.
My ex husband did that with Ray Donovan. He got my dad to do it.
Yeah.
The two of them sit there and watch Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
They're already 6 weeks in. I didn't even know it started again.
I'd feel a little awkward sitting on a couch with another man watching Ray Donovan. I have no idea what Ray Donovan is. I'd still feel awkward.
All I know about Ray Donovan is it's on Showtime, and it's Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
Schreiber.
Whatever.
He divorced Naomi Watts. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Him.
He's a guy who's always
chasing.
He's a guy that's always trying to get the kidnapped victim back.
No, he's a boxer, I think.
Liev Schreiber. Who's the guy who's Liam Neeson?
Oh, Liam Neeson. Oh. Taken. Yeah, yeah.
All right, there's enough Liam.
Oh, I like him better.
Too many
Liam. He's Liev. L-I-E-V. He better leave.
All right, it's Liev similar.
Schreiber.
It's too similar to them.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
I don't watch him.
Yeah.
So he made a joke about him, though, Steve Colbert. He said he was, Dinty Moore. He was going to be the stew with potatoes and carrots around his face. I don't know.
That part somehow.
Leave him.
Kind of thing. Yeah. You know, these shows have become very political. It's the way that they get their word out.
Hulu, Netflix, what the hell is this about?
Yeah.
No more ABC, NBC.
No.
Now we have cable.
It's everything.
We have streaming.
It's everything.
You can get in. Robert De Niro was nominated for a streaming thing,
yes,
I think.
A streaming thing.
one of those
and the winner is for a streaming thing.
The Putin video, the Golden Shower streaming.
Whatever.
So, yeah. And
there are
so
a lot
the
of
big
shows
stars.
Now. As a matter of fact, if somebody says, hey, guess what? I have a part in a television show, the reaction to me is like, so what?
It used to be awful to be on TV. These movie stars wouldn't look twice at TV.
Yeah.
And now they're doing
it. Thing.
You have Nicole Kidman won an award for a TV show called Big Little Something?
Big Sister or Little Brother?
No. Big Little Problems?
Big Little Whorehouse?
More Money, More Problems? 99 cents?
I don't know the name of it.
I don't know. It was something. Yeah. And Laura Dern was in it, and she won also.
Yes.
All I think of is Jurassic Park. That's all she's good for.
Do you remember Bruce Dern, her father?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you
what
know,
happened to him?
You know who? No, lots of things.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to hear that.
No, I mean,
Quentin
Tarantino loves him, so he puts him in all his movies. And he just did The Hateful Eight not that long ago.
I don't remember seeing
him. Sure. You know what? The thing about Quentin Tarantino, which I appreciate, we're the exact same age, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up with the same stuff. So when I watch his movies, I see these cultural references. I see the music. I know what he's doing, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Bruce Dern, I'm like, oh, great. He's got these people that I know.
Yeah.
Michael Parks.
I remember him. Well, I haven't heard his name in decades
He put him in, I think it was Planet Terror.
Really?
No, Planet, Terror.
Yeah.
With the girl with the machine gun leg.
Yeah, that's nice.
And Kurt Russell did Death Proof with the car.
Mm.
Love that stuff.
I wish there were more comedies. But the comedies now are so lame. They're so...
like Seth Rogen?
No, they're all like college dorm movies is what they look like.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yes, it's just like what?
It's just like what?
Why did you even make this thing? And I know the reason, because they get a couple of names and they act stupid and then people go to
Well, I liked Bridesmaid, movies like that.
That was all right.
Bridesmaids.
That's all right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I like a real funny comedy.
Like what?
I thought that the police squad things there with
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
well,
they were just like every second.
It was such literal humor, though. You like literal slapstick.
Well, I like the fact that something was happening all the time, and if it wasn't being said in the foreground, it was happening in the background. It was just so much to do.
Right.
I loved it. That's a feast. Someone took time to sit down and write that thing.
You think it's going to come back, the stuff like that? Do you hold out hope?
Well, it doesn't really. I hope it does, but there aren't a lot of films like that.
Right. Like Airplane.
Very similar.
Right.
Yes. That was just a good time. I never want to leave a movie theater or get up from my couch.
Same thing. When do you go to the movies? See Wonder Woman. I don't know. I'm still trying to get over that.
I left Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's right. The fat guy.
Yeah, fat guy was talking to himself through the whole thing and farting right next to me.
God, that's right. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
I left immediately. I left right after the credits.
Where are you going? Were you leaving already? I'll never forget. Yeah, that's in there with the real estate.
I know.
Tucked away.
See, he didn't even shut up about that. Guy next to him gets up. And I mean, I could have been going to the bathroom. And they're like, what? Oh. Shut up and leave me alone.
Then why did he leave the house?
I don't. No, sometimes I go to the movies. I do go to the movies. But what I'm saying is that if I can't leave feeling good,
right,
then I don't want to go. There's no reason that I should have to go through any type of experience that is going to depress me or make me feel horrible for a little while.
Like Mother.
Yes.
I'm not going to even,
for example,
even if I could see it for free. Why would I do that to myself?
I'll be educated.
Yeah.
I'll do that. But I will not leave depressed. I can do that in normal life anytime I want.
Right. What would depress you? What movies have depressed you that you've left and felt bad?
Anything that's not a comedy.
Really?
Unless there's a happy ending. That's why I like Lifetime movies, even though I don't watch them.
You used to.
I used to.
You were famous for it.
The last 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. That's
because someone triumphs, there's credits.
The acting is so cheesy. I don't know
it's
how
awful.
You did it, but.
Okay. Well, because I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the last, the last 10 minutes, let's say.
Oh, sure.
You had to get a little backstory.
Yeah.
So you need 10, not 5.
Gosh,
I mean, I like situation comedies, even though they're not funny all the way through, but they're resolved in 22 minutes.
Sure.
And that's a part of life that I wish was the case. I wish everything was resolved in 22
minutes.
Yeah,
like the Brady Bunch.
Minutes.
I used to, or Gilligan's Island, they were like these half-hour shows, and everything was wrapped up in the 20-something minutes with commercials.
Fantastic.
So. But how is it possible? That's not realistic.
No, that's why it's fantastic.
So you're making
I don't want to go to realistic things to where I live in reality.
Well, I thought life was unreal then when I'm a kid. You're growing up, you're seeing all this every day. Oh, life is, there's Gilligan's Island, there's genies, there's magic and Bewitched.
Yeah.
That's not a reality. Should kids be sheltered into this whole thing where everything's 22 minutes of fun and games?
Oh, as soon as they walk outside the house, they'll know it's not 22 minutes of fun and games. I mean, life teaches you a lesson as soon as you walk outside.
Right.
And sometimes inside with your parents and your sisters and your brothers.
You're bullied.
You're bullied.
Like Melania Trump
you're
was bullied. Did you hear that?
You're neglected. What?
I just read this yesterday. It's
not
even that
fake
I didn't.
News story.
Well, this is it. I tried to click the link, and you got paywalls going up. So if you want to read this, but anyway, just the picture anyway was enough to say, "Wow, Melania Trump." Her, you know, her speech. Her the bully is she's anti-bully.
Right.
That's her platform.
Well, supposedly, with her husband as being the national bully.
Exactly. So that's already ironic.
Already stupid.
But the thing was, they said she was bullied for wearing a bright pink dress or shirt because I couldn't see the whole picture, but from what I saw, it was bright. It hurt my eyes.
Yes.
I'm offended.
Yes.
Why can't I say anything? I'm bullying her?
No.
Melania, what are you wearing? It's not
1983. No.
Stop with the neon pink.
You can say, I don't like that.
So apparently the tweets were that she got bullied.
That's not, the tweets, they're making a headline and that she didn't get bullied. That's stupid.
Everything's bully now. If someone says something negative to you, you're automatically bullied.
Yeah, no, a bully is like, if you don't take that shirt off your back right now, I'm going to beat the crap out of you right here. That's bully.
Give me your lunch money or else.
That's bully. To make a comment, to form an opinion is not bullying.
2017 is the year this all got morphed into anyone that says anything negative about someone is being bullied.
Yeah.
Stick it.
Up.
I'll tell you.
That's what they say in the banks.
Is it? Hey, did you hear about the Colorado mad pooper?
Did you point at me? She pointed at me, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't prove that.
The Colorado mad pooper?
Yeah. See, this is what I like about Facebook trending. There's this little list of stories that you just get with the headline, and you're like, which one do I want to read? You hover over it, it gives you a little more.
Well, that would make me want to read.
Yeah, because it showed this jogging woman.
Yes.
And a picture of her just running down the street.
Yeah.
And apparently she's been crapping on someone's side right next to the lawn.
Human,
once
as a human?
It's a human. Once a week she does it. So they finally got a video.
On the same place, on the same lawn? The
same lawn. And they asked her, when they caught her, they said, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And they thought that was the end of it. No, she came back a week later, did it again. Because her kids were saying, Mom, there's a lady out there pooping on the lawn.
I don't even know how
you do
that.
Look it up. I swear this is true.
How do you even physically poop on a lawn?
And she's...
I mean, seriously, how do you squat? What do you do? How do you even do that?
I didn't see the video, or I just saw the picture of her running and I heard the story. I'm not sure if I want to watch the video, if there is one, but I'm relaying it to you. You see Ronnie's all in his thinking position.
I don't understand how that's even possible.
And she's not just doing it at this woman's house. She's been doing it other places, so she's mental.
So obviously mental.
So she's doing it other places in Colorado. Look up the Colorado mad pooper jogger lady.
I think everybody will now.
Warning.
I'm trying to figure out the mechanics of this. How is that
possible?
Well,
if you have diarrhea, I would imagine. That's what she probably thought. Well, she had an emergency. Yeah, things happened. She was going to forgive her one time.
Well, then I go to a tree or maybe a forest or something.
They said there's a bathroom right across the street.
Oh, that's absurd.
There's a bathroom right across the street. So she's making it. She's mental.
Yeah, she is mental. Obviously.
Okay. But does she not like this lady? Did this lady sleep with her husband? I mean, why this lady? She's picking on her.
Because your scent is there. It's like a dog, right?
Yeah. She's leaving her mark.
Yeah.
She's marking that territory.
Something. Maybe there were some bushes on this lady's property. Maybe it's something like that.
But if it was a guy, would it be different? Now, see already, gender. If it's a man
for a man to urinate would be easier than a woman.
That can get you for sex offender when you do that, urinating outside.
Because you're showing your
right.
penile deal.
Right, you're not high level, but that's still a thing.
Right,
yeah.
All right, but we both male and female have to squat.
Yeah.
And that in itself would be the
that
dropping.
That in itself.
That in itself
that's
would be
it. She dropped trowel.
She'd have to drop trowel.
And she did.
And you'd have to squat.
Yeah. This is what I heard.
And nobody does that action like, boom, and you're done.
I'm well known for that. I can poop quicker than a lot of people pee.
What's your best time?
I don't know, but it's been that way.
Are we talking like less than 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That's very good.
Thank you.
You must be well oiled.
I don't know what it means, but yeah, I'm proud of that fact.
I know what it means.
No one has been able to top this record.
Have you called the Guinness people?
Well, no, I don't. I'm not
talking about the beer company.
Well, the thing is, I have the luxury
yes.
of being near a bathroom, apparently, and if I feel I need to go, I go and I leave.
Everybody has a luxury of being near.
No.
Sorry, we're not outhouse land here. I mean, everybody.
I said that all wrong.
You really did.
It's not Taiwan. Then you go in the street. Go to the lady's house.
What a luxury you have.
But I mean.
Well, that's why.
I'm saying this all wrong. I mean.
You must live in a nice place. I don't have one near me. So, yeah, you do have that luxury, no. so you can get there quickly, right?
I worked for UPS. Let me just say this about that. And I worked in the tech department with the techie nerds. I was the only chick there. I had to do spreadsheets.
Oh.
Boring.
Spreadsheets.
But anyway.
That's what she said.
So their bathroom, let me just say, was a hike.
All right.
They had garages. Okay. You had to go outside.
All right. UPS different.
It was a nightmare. And I remember one day working there, I had, you know, the problem where you eat something and you feel the diarrhea coming. Yep. And I'm back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, I don't want to work anymore. But I did, obviously. But it's like, who could do this every day? I want a bathroom right outside my door and I won't go when I want. And that's what I have. When you're not working, you have a bathroom right there.
Okay.
I'm not trying to find one or get time. Hi, Annie, I'm on the phone. Can I be excused right now?
But that's still a really fast time.
It is a fast time.
And you may be the fastest pooper in the world.
Where's that gotten me? I don't even know.
That could get you a lot if it's publicized.
I don't even know I should be talking about this. It's really personal. But I mean, every guy I've dated.
Well, that's worked out here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Every guy I've dated knows that. They just know I go in the bathroom and come right back out.
They remark at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fast.
Wow.
Because they don't even know I pooped. Sometimes I can do it and they don't even think I pooped. I sometimes don't even tell them because I'm just like, they assume I've peed. Who can poop that fast? So I keep it to myself.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's none of their business, really.
No, it isn't their business. But congratulations. I don't know what you're
doing. So when I go into your bathroom, I'm probably crapping everyone. But you don't know it because I come out so fast.
Wow.
I pooped in your bathroom. You didn't even know, did you?
I didn't even see you get up from the chair. That's how fast you are. You're really good.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's a hidden talent.
It is. And, it should be publicized. I mean, they have records for Stranger Things.
Really?
No, that's pretty strange, actually. It's about Stranger Things.
But it's great. I'm very regular.
Yes.
But when I took those pain pills, like you said, they back you right up.
Oh, they're worse than cheese.
Yeah.
Can you imagine taking pain pills and eating a lot of cheese?
I'd never go again.
No, you would cut down on your time.
Well, you know, I've been...
It would ruin your record.
It would. It would spoil it. But I've been backed up for like a week at a time. And that's not normal. No, 7 days without pooping.
That
happens. And I'm small. I know there's like 5 hamburgers in there. And I say that. And like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, they're not still formed. They are...
Well, still. I've eaten digested. 5 hamburgers in that week in 2012. I'll never forget. Yeah. I was like, what? Oh, we're going to Five Guys all the time.
They call that constipation. They have a word for it. And there are various things you can do to move things along, you know.
You're supposed to drink water a lot, and I don't do that. I'm already guilty of that.
There's better ways of handling that.
Prune juice?
Coffee.
Yeah, I've drank coffee every day. It still didn't work.
Then there's that little thing that you you buy in the pharmacy.
Oh, enema.
Yeah.
And I do that once. I don't like it.
I consider that practice.
I don't care for that.
Okay, fine.
I'll take a pill, thanks.
Yes, well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Well, kids are back in school. It's almost Columbus Day now, coming up in October.
Okay. Yeah, that means nothing to me.
It doesn't mean anything to me either.
Is this there's no mail that day, right? It's a holiday. That's the crickets, right? You hear the crickets?
Yes, where is it? Where'd that come from?
This is funny because, hey, folks, something I never talk about, which I should have talked about long ago.
I don't know if they heard that. I don't know if they heard that, but there was a sound of a cricket. And I know, and what's scaring me here is that... What's scaring me is that. She's going to the bathroom.
I'm done.
And she's back. Well, it is quick. What's scaring me is that about a year ago, you were talking on the show and you said there's a cricket in your bedroom and it was driving you crazy.
That was 2 years ago. Least maybe three. Yeah, it was 2014.
See, I have no concept of time
you
again.
You don't. Wow. Yeah, but I've been sitting here a long time.
Yes. So, so I thought, oh my God, did a cricket get into her pocketbook and now my house will be infested?
Yes.
Oh, well, that wasn't the answer.
I was bringing
I was
it as
for.
a
show and tell?
For the show.
Remember 3 years ago that cricket?
I didn't really kill it because it's bad luck to kill a cricket. My dad refuses to kill them. He takes them outside. My mother said he has to because he has to get rid of them anyway because they eat clothes. She said they'll eat all our clothes.
Would
crickets.
You take it outside for $400?
What do you mean? Oh, okay. 500. It's 500. I insist.
How is the refrigerator, by the way? Enjoying it?
Nah.
All right.
It's fat. It's packed full of crap.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no room for my stuff.
Oh, all right.
It's full of old yogurt.
That's not good.
You know, whatever, man.
How do you know the difference between old yogurt and new yogurt?
I look at a date, and I won't eat it if it's past the date. I know people that do, and I think they're wrong.
Isn't yogurt something that was already aged and cultured?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how it can have an expiration date unless it grows fungus.
It does. It separates. There's like a liquid on the top.
I thought it was like cheese. I thought it was like that. You can eat that like 20 years later.
Yeah, see, all these things
really
that people do, I don't do. And I go to the bathroom really quick. I bet they don't.
That's probably why.
Because they're eating this old food.
Could you explain the cricket sound to me?
Yeah. So this has been happening. I've had this on my phone. It's a message alert. Sound effect.
Oh.
For Facebook messages only.
Okay.
Texting and email is a different sound.
Yes.
But this is strictly so I know I have a Facebook message and flashes green. The other one flashes blue if it's a text.
Okay.
And then I can ignore it.
So maybe you never really had cricket in your room.
No, I did.
All right.
Because
I'm just
it wasn't
thinking.
My phone. I only, this has been a couple of years I've had this phone since 2015.
Three years ago.
Yeah. And it was funny because I had this in Florida, in Pensacola, last winter. And it went off, and my daughter heard it and thought there were crickets in the house.
Well, that's the natural
because you think
response.
We have crickets now.
Sure,
it's exactly the same sound.
It's perfectly done
because I hear it outside. Last night there was crickets into September. I'm hearing crickets still.
Yeah.
And I went, "Is that my phone? Oh no, it's outside."
See,
so
no,
I was
you
even
still don't know.
For a second had a double take.
My phone makes noises that I don't know what they mean. To this day.
Well, that's not
sometimes
right.
It makes a ding sound.
Come on, Ron,
and I don't
really?
Know what that is. I seriously don't.
Well,
and then there's a sound that sounds when I get an email, not an email, I'm sorry, when I get a message,
text,
it makes a certain sound. That sound happens a lot, and then I go to the text thing and there's no new text, and I don't know why it made that sound.
Your phone trolled you. You got trolled.
What does that mean?
There's nothing going on.
Why is it doing that to me? It's my phone.
It's messing with you.
My phone don't mess. Oh, it is a smarter phone than I am. Yeah.
You know what? I would look it up online.
I've tried. It makes all different kinds of sounds, well, and I don't know why.
Who makes your phone? Is it a Droid?
I don't know the guy.
No, I mean, is it? It's not an iPhone, or is it an iPhone?
No, it's an Android.
Yeah,
it's a Droid.
Look it up. Find out. Guess. Call the Droid people. Say, dude, what's up with this?
I don't know their phone number.
Well, if it's Samsung, call them. Say, why does my phone do this? I would just look it up, but...
Tori, I used to be such a smart person when I was younger. I knew everything. People used to come to me...
Like a sage?
Yeah, like I was on a mountain wearing a robe.
Cool.
And they used to ask me questions, and I would know all the answers, and I would depart it unto them, the information.
Now we have search engines, so...
Now you got all this crap that I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. It's very similar to what I've just described, and now it's like I've been yanked off the mountain.
Aww.
Now I don't have...
You've been dethroned.
Yes.
Aww.
And it's not a good feeling because that used to be my spot.
Oh.
And now I can't climb the mountain anymore because I don't know the answers to get to the top.
And that bothers you?
Yes.
Can't you just get on with life?
Oh, I do that anyway.
But it still bothers you a little?
Yes, because I used to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm not. And I don't want to spend the time to try to get all the information to be at the top again.
Right.
That's the problem with the top is that you can't always be there.
Well, my dad's at the top, and let me just tell you, he's miserable. It's not always a nice place to be. He's grouchy and he drinks. All this knowledge, it's too much knowledge, maybe.
Too much pressure. Yeah.
Why? He doesn't want to know all this stuff, probably.
But maybe he knows a lot of things because he keeps up with it. But I think he's like me internally.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a lung.
Well,
and kidneys.
He's old. He's going to die soon, probably.
That's not the point.
It probably bothers him. I know it bothers him.
Maybe
mortality
not.
Is... Yeah, it does. But it has for 10 years, and he's still around, so why even sweat it?
Why sweat it?
He's been worried for 10 years.
Because there's a difference between saying something that makes sense and actually feeling that it makes sense.
And plus, he's 10 years closer to it now. Now is when I would worry.
Okay, now.
The last 10 years, since he's 75.
I think it's more in the sense that he used to be on top.
Yes.
And now he knows that with society, the way it is.
He pulls out his dictionary. Everyone else pulls out their smartphone.
So he's saying, like, I used to be on that mountain, and just like I'm saying. And now I can't be on the mountain anymore.
So he's a little depressed. I don't know if that's exactly the reason, but depression runs in my family. So
maybe.
There might
be a fine line between depression and grumpiness. And I'm grumpy, but I'm not depressed.
But you're not depressed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good point.
They could have similar... I went into a restaurant a couple of days ago, I think.
You really do leave the house.
Yeah, sometimes I do it. And I was sitting there, and the female waitress comes over.
Server. They prefer server.
All right.
I worked in a restaurant. Okay. They do.
Well, female waitress was redundant anyway.
It was
a female server.
I mean, Merry Christmas. A female waitress was redundant.
It was redundant. She was both a waitress. She both passed away and died.
Oh, no. Did you ever hear that, Rick Scott, do that?
Yeah, well, you did it last week.
I told you, but did you ever see it?
Yes, I did. Yes. He meant it so naturally. He was he's all befuddled because he's skinny.
My ex-husband was like, well, you try standing up there in front of all those people pressure.
He's kind of right. He's
but I'm not
right.
a governor. Why? If
right.
I was, maybe I could do it, but why do I want to be a governor?
Well, that's a good point. Why would you even do something like that if you can't enunciate and can't express yourself properly?
I know better than to get involved in politics. Yeah. I mean, I'll work at the polls and be a lieutenant.
Oh, you'd be horrible in politics. And I would be horrible, too, because, I think I care more than you do, but I would not... If everybody agreed with me, the one person that didn't agree with me, that would bother me.
Like Donald Trump. You sound like Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
Me too.
Although I don't know if he really cares.
I'd be tweeting like a five-year-old.
He's just going for 33%. That's all he's going for.
Ugh.
The rest of them, he don't care about that. I don't even know what we're talking
about. The restaurant, the
waitress. Yeah, restaurant. So she comes over and she says, did you enjoy your meal? And I said, yes, it was very good. She says, well, it doesn't look like you did. And I said, why? I finished my... She's being friendly. She says, well, you never smile. And first of all, I felt like saying never. I've been here like for maybe 20 minutes. What do you mean never?
You like curb your enthusiasm. You're that guy, Larry David.
Oh, I am. So she said, you're not smiling. And I said, and then I smiled phony and I said, yeah, I'm really happy. I enjoyed the food. She says, no, you're one of those people that just naturally don't smile. And then
she has you all figured out. She should be a psychologist. What's she doing at a restaurant?
Making minimum wage.
Yeah.
If that. So then I got home and I looked in the mirror and I noticed I naturally really don't smile. My natural facade is not to smile.
You have resting bitch face. That's a thing.
Exactly, Tori.
Well, usually women are the ones accused of that.
Because you expect more from women, personality-wise?
No, because the word bitch, resting bitch face.
Oh, well, that's just the phrase that's used.
Oh, all right.
And then I started looking at other people yesterday. I started looking at other people. And how many people really go around not smiling? Am I that odd?
I don't. I scowl.
Yeah.
I'm scowling now. Listening to your story.
Nobody smiles naturally unless they're a cheerleader. So I couldn't figure it, or apparently a server. So I couldn't figure it out, and then I realized I just have that bitch face thing going on, mm-hmm. where if I'm not smiling and somebody else isn't smiling, I look more dour than the next person.
Well, they have no right to tell you that either. That's none of their business telling you should smile or you don't smile. Or,
she was trying to be familiar.
I don't like small talk. I just refuse to.
Oh, it wasn't very small.
I don't like it. I agree. It's somebody getting way too familiar with me.
Yeah, but she was doing that in order to make me feel familiar. She knows I'm not going to go back to the restaurant because of the food. The only reason I go back to the restaurant is because of the service.
The service, really?
I think that's what they think.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't want phony service.
Well, I have phone service.
Yeah.
It's different, I assume.
Yeah.
All right. Tori and I have to do a television show, so our time with you is limited, unfortunately.
To.
Well, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, we don't have to.
To be honest with you. So screw it. I'm not going to do it. Let's stay here another hour.
I haven't even seen last week's show, so I'm at a disadvantage. I'm about to do another one when I haven't watched the one from last week. And I usually do, but I was super busy.
It's not at a disadvantage. I never watch them.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
But you did this one, and I haven't. That's so weird.
Because of you. Because you were texting the producer back and forth. Is it going to be up? Is it going to be up? And then when you said it's up, I thought, oh, look.
I went, great, I'll watch it tomorrow, because I was, again,
I guess
busy.
I had more time.
I was working an election, man.
Oh, may I ask you? I'll ask you off air, because that's a local thing. Ladies and gentlemen, she's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. We wish you peace.
And there was a bow.